tunnel was narrow, forcing them to walk single file. But the ceiling was high enough that even Candorous didn't have to duck. It didn't take long for Revan to realize that they were walking on a slight decline, going ever deeper into the heart of the spear. The air around them grew warmer, causing them to unbutton their jackets and lower their hoods. As they continued on, Revan began to feel the unmistakable presence of the dark side. His hand dropped to his lightsaber at his belt, but he relaxed as he realized that the sensation was too faint to signify an immediate threat. Once, the Force had been strong in this place, but over time, many decades or even centuries, it had faded away to little more than a memory. Eventually, the passage brought them into a large circular chamber hewn from the rock. Easily 30 meters across, the chamber was empty, save for a large stone crypt in the center.
"What is this place?"
Candorous whispered. "I think it's the burial chamber of an ancient Sith Lord," Revan answered. "Like the tombs on Korriban."
"Why would they bury him here in this frozen wasteland?"
To his own surprise, Revan knew the answer to that question.
"He was an exile. He fled here with a handful of his fanatically loyal followers many centuries ago. When he died, they carved out this secret chamber to inter him so his enemies couldn't find and desecrate his remains."
"How do you know that?"
Revan shrugged. "I just know. Malik and I came here looking for this crypt. Something must have told us about it."
"You mean someone like Mandalore?"
Another memory came crashing in on Revan, triggered by the words of his friend. Mandalore the Ultimate lay dying at his feet. Coughing on the blood welling up in his lungs, he reached up and peeled off his mask, the most sacred symbol of his people.
"It wasn't supposed to end like this,"
he said, his voice soft and low.
"They promised me victory. Only now do I see how I was betrayed."
Revan tilted his head to the side, puzzled. "What are you talking about?"
"They tricked me. We were never meant to win this war. They used me and my people to test the Republic's strength."
"Who used you?"
"The